Jeremy, welcome here to the great celebrities and cities, the Gunnedah Rugby Club. Of course, you're up here as part of the sportsman's lunch, but the World Cup has been nothing short of sensational since the ones you went to in 99 and 2003.
Oh, I think the rugby's been sensational, particularly the Minnows, Japan. What an amazing tournament they had. It's really made the tournament itself easily the best one that I've seen rugby-wise. And now we've got the four rugby championships on the hemisphere sides in playing in the semi-finals. And look, going on the form of how sides have been playing, you know, you'd have to say Australia are in their best possible chance right now to win a World Cup. I think the momentum that they've built. At the end of the day, the Scottish game last week, missing Israel Folau and David Pocock, they're not just two Australian players, they're two world-class players who would be in the World 15 every day. So to replace those two guys, Scotland was always going to play above themselves. So
tell us what it's like to win one, because you were there in 99 when you held up the trophy, and also the devastation of losing 2003. And in between that, you came back from a horrible knee injury when you played the British and Irish Lions, and it's all part of the professional journey. That was the real peak of your career, but also on the way through you helped yourself to a couple of titles with the Brumbies, and the titles were great in 2001 and 2004, but the gut-wrenching loss in 2000 when the case matches and experiences at the Brumbies as well.
Look, starting with the Brumbies, it was playing for your club and being with guys for an entire season is always something very special. You hear AFL and NRL players talk about actually playing with their club sides and winning premierships as being the pinnacle of their careers. It definitely is, because the hard work you put in together. We definitely should have won that 2000 game. That was the game that got away, and by far the best side. But we learned from that. We then won 2001. We then went to three straight grand finals and lost the 2002. But we were playing a side which generationally had easily the best, probably the best player to ever play the game, and Richie McCaw, and one of the best 5-8s to probably ever play the game, and Dan Carter. And you build a side around those two guys, and actually looking back at it now, it's probably a privilege to have played in that era with those guys, or against those guys. The 99 World Cup, I was a young kid. Just so happy to be there. I mean, only 3 years earlier, hanging on my wall were posters of the guys that I was playing with. So, you know, to be there and to be a part of it, you know, Rob McQueen, one of the greatest coaches to ever coach Australia, purely because he took the game and he looked at the game and he took it into professionalism, where he were the first ones to have a defensive coach, and he brought in Steve Nance, the strength and conditioning coach, John Muggleton as the defence coach, and one try scored against us in that tournament, and that was by the USA. So therefore, in the quarterfinals, semi-final and final, not one team crossed our line. So, you know, to be able to have that sort of achievement and to win the World Cup the way that we did in 99, and then to move that out, heartbreaking, and so glad you brought up the 2003, mate. It's tough to even look back now. I still haven't watched the game. I've watched snippets of it. I watched the 2003 semi-final that we beat the All Blacks, and goes down as definitely in my top five games of all time. But that final, losing to England, was tough to take, because look, it was done on the back of a drop kick, and you know, we trained actually up in the Northern Territory for the heat, and it rained that night. So, look, at the end of the day, then it brought their massive forward pack into the game, and you know, one of the things about sport is you have to look at the harsh reality of where you sit, and they had the best forward pack in the world. Like, they were massive, they were just big human beings, and when they brought them into the game, it allowed then the room for their backs like Jason Robinson, who was just an absolute freak, to score tries, and which allowed them back in the game. They took a good lead, but you know, I put down my career as having won a World Cup, I lost the World Cup, and I didn't get picked for a World Cup.